this thing on.
We're a little late this morning, but so delighted to welcome Jade Lewis to the studio. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Karen.
Yeah, we talked a lot about you last week with Finn. He's not here with us, obviously, today because he's flying to Te Whanganui a Tara. He's playing at Cuba Dupa.
I know.
But he recorded a little something about the demo God that you did this week.
Incredible.
Yeah, which is good. And I've heard it. I heard it very early this morning when I got up. And I have to say, I laughed all the way through it.
We literally did it yesterday.
Did you? It's so good. And we were talking about, of course, what your prompt was going to be. And we surmised. So I hope he didn't push you into it, but it is the one we thought it might be.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We actually rolled a dice, and it was a random choice.
Get out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Number 8.
Gee, okay, so yeah, which was have fun.
Exactly.
Right.
And I was like, wow, I couldn't have asked for a better one. The first thing I said was, all right, I need to do a piano solo, even though I don't play piano. And that's what happened.
Really? Is that you on piano?
Yeah. Well, not at the end when it sounds beautiful, but at all the interludes where it sounds crazy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So Jade, you used to be on this side of the desk at BFM a long time ago.
Exactly, back in the day.
Yeah, same though. Nothing's changed, has it?
Yeah, the desk looks the same, to be honest.
Scarily. Well, no, it's actually very simple. It's
nicely color-coded.
Yeah, it's nicely color-coded. It's just that you have to go between so many different functions.
Yeah.
Is what I find. But you met, Club Ruby met whilst you were at Auckland University, I believe.
Exactly, while I was a DJ as well. Yeah, I was studying the pop degree, and then Sophie, who's the second vocalist, was also doing pop. The guitarist Jonathan Meyer was also doing the pop degree, which is like songwriting performance. And then Han and Josh on the bass and guitar, or the bass and drums, they're both from the jazz degree.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So when you're doing a degree like that, do you, the mindset of you and the people that you are in class with and working with, is the mindset that you're going to go become, you know, be in a band or an artist like that, or is it I'm going to branch out and do something else in the music industry?
I think for the pop kids, that often is the goal. However, some of them have slightly different ones, like maybe they want to be a producer for other artists, or maybe they do want to become an educator later on. So kind of, they might diverge, especially when the business papers come into play. Like a couple of people were like kind of interested in management as well.
Yeah, so yeah. You cover the whole gamut of the music industry, not
a
just
a bit of everything. Yeah, yeah.
Gee, a great degree to do.
It's pretty good. They're changing it now to be songcraft and music production, I believe. So a bit pivoting towards the production side, but still sounds great nonetheless. We did some production as well. Yeah.
Well, we talked a little, Finn and I, last week about Club Ruby, and he told me about the monikers, the names that you each have given yourself, and you're a bit a high school club.
Exactly.
Yeah, so please tell us who else is in Club Ruby.
Yeah, so I'm President Ruby, obviously. And then Han is Vice President. Bubbles the Barbarian, our second vocalist, she is on communications. Jonathan the Computer is on guitar. And then he kind of just gives us information. And then JJ Sticks is our treasurer.
Oh, you need a treasurer.
Exactly.
Good. On drums as well.
Yeah, and he's also kind of a wizard, you know.
A wizard with money or just a wizard generally?
Like with drumsticks, a magical wizard.
Right. Good to hear. Okay. All right. So last week we also played a couple of the tracks off your new EP, Don't
Nice.
Gaslight Me. What a great title.
Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah. So you must have had some experience with being gaslit. One assumes.
Yes, I think my entire life, to be honest. And then
from a small baby onwards.
Yeah. And so I've just been like trying to figure stuff out since then, build back my identity or something.
So I wanted to play a track before we played your demo, God. We'll have time to fit it all in before 11.
Nice.
But from Don't Guess Like Me, what do you want to go with? What My Bones Know or the single that has come out in the swimming pool?
Let's just... ooh. We can it's rip everyone's hearts out with What My Bones Know.
Yeah, because this alludes to being gaslit.
Yeah, kind of also just by genetics, like intergenerational trauma, kind of being the daughter of an immigrant, kind of figuring out my identity in kind of many aspects of my life, religion, culture, race. It's kind of just been a bridge that I've been building since I was a kid, I suppose.
Well, what is your ethnic background?
My mother is an immigrant, actually from Laos, but she's ethnically Vietnamese and was raised Vietnamese, but happened to be born in Laos, but did have to escape during the war anyhow because it traveled there too. Yeah, she had quite a difficult upbringing immigrating to the U.S., not having much of a support network or anything like that. And then I kind of grappled with things. Just she has a lot of anger and can be quick to blame others, which now I've realized is not her fault. Like, there's things that she experienced that I can't comprehend. And that have been passed on to me. So, and I've wondered for a long time, like, why is this the case? I didn't go through the same thing she did. So am I just being dramatic or ungrateful or something? And we actually visited Vietnam a couple years ago for the first time, both of us together, after I graduated uni. And it was really beautiful. And then she ended up moving there. Last year I visited her and we recorded the music video for this song in Vietnam, and it's me grappling with all these things I just talked about.
Very self-aware. You've obviously thought it through really deeply.
Yeah. So, I've been to therapy, people. Everyone should go.
What My Bones Know, this is Club Ruby. Before we play the demo, God, that have fun. So
yes.
This is from the EP, Don't Guess Like Me.
My own internal war. I can't even call my mom. Too afraid to face the guilt of where I'm from. I'm still young. Should be grateful, not depressed. But the mugs keep stacking up and I'm not dressed. Laid landmines for my flatmate. Stepping over all my plates. Don't tell me what's the date. It's almost her birthday. I'm a million miles away. Didn't even send a postcard. We're both missing from our homelands, but there's nothing left to say. But here it comes again, that existential dread of telling people and telling people the pain inside my head. To make these jitters go away. Are they watching from above?
getting out of my bed, gotta fix this mess. I can't deny the bitter tears I've cried. Got a taste of life, can't stop the fight. I'll pay the price. I can't deny it's not just my life. I'm feeling stuck.
It's Club Ruby and What My Bones Know. And yeah, a great video, Jade. I'm here with Jade Lewis, from who's the president of Club Ruby.
Yeah.
the driving force, you'd have to say. Love that visit in Vietnam. It's great. You're on a bicycle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was in Hoi An, which is a really nice, like, colourful, smaller city in Vietnam.
How did you get that shot? Did you have somebody in a taxi or something travelling with you?
So it was our producer, Christian Tiendrawanata. And he flew to Vietnam and Thailand with us to make this music video. We rented two bikes. So originally he was trying to bike alongside me, but it actually was really hard to keep balance. They were really old, rusty bikes. And also, like, films horizontally sideways.
Of course. It's so smooth.
Yeah. So then he goes, yeah, shoot, I'm just going to need to run beside you. So he's literally just running beside me.
What a steady cam.
No, it's just an iPhone.
Are you kidding? That's
we
amazing.
Filmed like most of the video on an iPhone except one shot.
Oh, good work.
Yeah.
Props to him. Okay, so it's 5 to 11, yeah, and we've got time. We want to play Have Fun and your demo god that you did with Finn. And Finn, he's just about landing in Wellington now, but how did it go for you?
It was really fun. It was really, really hot in that van, though, because yesterday was so sunny.
You did it yesterday? Yesterday was weirdly hot.
Yeah.
After all that rain, it was just quite bizarre.
I was shocked. Yeah. We had a fan that we kept turning on and off in between takes.
Oh, good. Okay. So Finn recorded something late last night or this morning about how the recording went.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play it, hopefully. I always have a little difficulty with these things because it's on my laptop. But you never know. Might work.
We'll
so
see.
Finn, he says, Finn, monologue demo gods. That's how he's labelled it. Here
All
we
right.
go.
All right. What's up, Karen? This is Finn from the past. And here are a few things that I loved about making my song with Hon and Jade from Club Ruby this week for Demo Gods, because I'm on a plane right now. I liked that. As always, the lyrics for the song came from a prior conversation that we had while we were chilling out before the song writing. So it kind of makes the whole hang feel like songwriting when that happens, and it happens a lot, strangely, in Demo Gods. Yeah, it's a little pattern I noticed. Also, I feel like Jade improvised some great on-the-spot lyrics, and they very much sound like they are saying them basically as they're coming. There's a lot of umming and ahhing. But that fits very well with the meaning of the song, which is like not meaning what you say. Like, you want to have fun and you're saying that it's fun, but it's very much not fun. So I thought that kind of was a happy accident, you know? We came up with lyrics. We're just like, do it, do it, do it on the spot, do it, do it. And it didn't matter that it was like a little stuttery, because that's the whole point of the song. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, it was so hot in the van. You could probably hear some fan in there. I dragged the fan in the van. Jade rocked the keyboard solos as well. I want to say Hon rocked everything too, but Jade is was doing some unusual lure stuff, so you're hearing all about what they're up to. And I thought the keyboard solos were ripping, especially the final one, which kind of sounds like a Mario, like I'm going into a pipe, it's me, Mario. And that was just off the top of, that was just mashing the bloody keyboard, so props to that. What else? I was going to use some splice loops, you know, like a tambourine loop or a drum loop in the end to round it out. But those guitars really do a lot of the heavy lifting, and it kind of reminds me of the Violent Femmes, you know, although we would need an acoustic bass for that. I suppose. But yes, I'm very happy, and thanks for allowing this interesting format. And I just know that you and Jade are going to be holding it down because you're both a couple of bloody amazing radio hosts. So I'll be catching you later. See you around. And for all you Auckland people, come on down to Kubadupa today. Come and say hi.
Good on you, Fun. I recorded that. Yeah, I'm here with Jade Lewis from Club Ruby. And yeah, so he had a good time.
It was really fun. Have fun process.
So let's hear it. And as I said, when I heard it this morning, I don't always get to hear it before I play it, but I laughed all the way through it.
Yes.
So
it was off the cuff.
This is Club Ruby. We're running into Hunter's time a little bit. I'm sorry, Hunter. We'll play the demo and I'll come back after that. And
yeah.
But let's hear it. It's called Have Fun, Club Ruby's Demo God.
Breathe in, breathe out. Open the door. Gonna step outside. Soak in the sun, but my feet have blisters. Mosquitoes are having a feast. I think I forgot my water bottle. I just missed my ride. I'm going to a party. Gonna socialize. Gonna talk to my friends. I'm gonna look into their eyes. I love meeting new people. It's my favorite thing. I don't have anxiety. I think I have a toothache. I think I gotta go get a checkup. I think I need insurance. Do I need to figure out how to budget? I need afterpay. I need to check my wallet. See if there's not any extra funds in there. We'll see. We'll see. All right, I'm going to a funeral. Because my grandpa's dead. I'm going to see all my family. I'm going to forget about what they've said. I'm going to go in my best dress. I'm going to remember about death. And it'll be all fine in the end. I hate it. I hate it. Going to a funeral and seeing my whole family.
Absolutely classic. As I said, I laughed all the way through it. Congratulations.
I'm so stoked. You had fun listening.
I had the best fun listening to the Demo God from Club Ruby. Jade, thank you so much for bringing it to us.
Thanks so much for airing that.
Participating in Club Ruby's Demo God's extravaganza.
Exactly.
So thank you. Yeah, I'm going to listen to that again several times. So thank you so much. And Hunter's standing by. Sorry, Hunter, yep. We're digging into your time a little bit. But my thanks this morning to Jade. Thank you, Jade, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to Finn Johansson, even in his absence. Have a great time, Finn, at Kubadupa. He's playing tomorrow afternoon. He's doing his own solo set. Thanks to George Henderson for a song from Insane Times. And back next week. Have a great day.